Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, August 28th, 2020. After the ban of the demonstration against corona policies planned for Saturday, court decisions are now expected. The organizers' initiative Querdenken 7.11 from Stuttgart announced to take action against the ban at the Berlin Administrative Court, and if necessary, appeal to the higher administrative and the federal constitutional courts. As of yesterday noon, the administrative court received an urgent appeal against the ban. The president of the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, Thomas Haldenwang, and the chairman of the Conference of Interior Ministers, Georg Meyer, also expect that courts will decide on the demonstration. Senator of the Interior Geisel argued that the last such demonstration on August 1st had shown that demonstrators, quote, deliberately disregarded existing hygiene rules and corresponding requirements. For this reason, he said, violations of the current infection control ordinance were again, quote, to be expected. It was not a decision against freedom of assembly, but a decision in favor of infection protection. He added, quote, I am not prepared to accept that Berlin is misused as a stage for corona deniers, Reich citizens, and right-wing extremists for a second time. For the weekend rally, the initiative had registered 22,000 participants for tomorrow afternoon on the Straße des 17. Juni near the Brandenburg Gate. The Querdenken 7.11 initiative and the AfD are now accusing the senator of wanting to ban a demonstration he disliked for political reasons. The initiator of the demonstration, Michael Ballweg, wrote that it was, quote, not about fears of infection, but exclusively about the attitude of the participants. A spokesman for Geisel rejected this, stating, quote, the Senate does not apply double standards. Decisions are made in individual cases. There is not left allow, right forbid. This is nonsense. Calls have appeared on the internet to travel to Berlin this weekend anyway and protest. In some cases, violence and political upheaval are demanded. According to a Tagesspiegel report, Geisel expressed concern that violence could occur, that considerable threats have been made against authorities, and that several thousand Berlin police officers will be deployed in the city with support from other German states to enforce the ban, adding, quote, the state will not tolerate deliberate violations of the Infection Protection Act, and we will not be fooled. The chairman of the Conference of Interior Ministers, Thuringia's department head, Meyer, can, quote, understand the Berlin decision. During the demo on August 1st, conditions were deliberately disregarded. We also note that the right-wing extremist scene is mobilizing strongly. The Berlin Green politician Benedikt Lux and constitutional law expert Ulrich Battis also defend the decision. Battis stated to the Rhein-Neckar-Zeitung, quote, freedom of assembly is not without limits. Demonstrations are also about fulfilling obligations to cooperate. Anyone who deliberately fails to observe applicable regulations, such as distance and hygiene rules, and also violates the demonstration requirements, is not peaceful. The president of the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, Haldenwang, told the ARD magazine Contrasta that right-wing extremists have not succeeded in leading demonstrations against the corona policies, despite repeatedly trying to do so in the past by advertising their participation in the demos intensely. According to the perception of the office, these attempts were, quote, not particularly effective, and right-wing extremists had not succeeded in gaining sovereignty over the demonstrations. The former Berlin police director and expert on police law and the right of assembly, Michael Knappe, however, is critical of the weekend ban and does not believe that it will last. Knappe refers to Article 8 of the German Constitution, according to which all Germans have the right to assemble peacefully and without weapons. Conversely, for a ban to be imposed, it would have to be proven that the assembly was unpeaceful. He told Berliner Morgenpost that a demo could not be banned just because the last time participants did not wear masks and did not observe distances. For a ban, facts would have to be available, and he added, quote, experiences from the past cannot simply be automatically brought into the present. As a result of the ban, the Berlin police received about 3,000 demonstration registrations for the same day. A police spokeswoman could not give details of the registrations, such as locations and numbers of participants, but it is assumed that the number will rise even further because there were calls to do so circulating on the internet. It's completely unclear whether these events will really take place or whether it is mainly a matter of keeping the authorities busy. Late Wednesday evening in a Telegram group, the organizers of the original demo called, quote, to register 1,000 meetings in Berlin. And by noon yesterday, 1,000 were, and within a few hours, the number tripled. With all of this in mind, the police must then prepare for both scenarios. A spokesperson told the Berliner Morgenpost that they are planning in such a way that they can react to different situations, from a large demo to decentralized actions. Regardless of this, the federal government and other states have been asked for support. In the event that the ban should remain, they will take consistent action against people who disregard the ban and thus commit a crime. A speaker of the administrative court, Dominik Horoff, announced to the Berliner Morgenpost yesterday that a decision on the appeal is not expected until sometime today at the earliest. Berlin Briefing will bring you the latest information in a special weekend update regarding the potential activities surrounding the planned demonstration, police enforcement, and those who might still show up to protest for or against corona regulations, so keep your eyes and ears open. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Stay safe, Berlin, and thanks for listening.